The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love.
And we want to make it abundantly clear that any effort by the secretary, by the president, or anyone else to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress.
And this president of the United States is stooping to a level that is beneath the dignity of the Constitution of the United States and our founders, since the chairman mentioned our founders.
Nancy Pelosi and Shifty Shift, who should resign for, in disgrace, by the way, and Jerry Nadler and all of them, Adam Schiff, he's a lowlife. He should be forced to resign.
The problem now, of course, is to simply
take it nice and easy, baby.
To rush would be a crime.
It would be a crime. That's what they hope.
Because nice and easy does it every time.
Francis Albert with Joseph Charles on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Big Al Gattulo is with us. Brian Zagan's is he's producing, and Joe Lumber coming up this hour. You know, I'm watching everything, and I'm just all pumped up about all when the news goes crazy and explodes like it did yesterday. I love it. Forgive me. Guilty as charged. I love it. It's like the drama of it all. The only problem is it's scary because lives are ruined. Lives are ruined by political ambition. And that's exactly what's happening in Washington. So we, and objectively I speak, we vote for someone who will, quote unquote, drain the swamp, someone who will just turn it inside out, upside down and backwards, just rip it up, bull in a china shop. That's what we want down in Washington. That's what we need. As soon as that person gets elected, people are stunned on the other side. They're stunned. They can't. Wow. What? Donald Trump, the apprentice guy, he got what? Donald Trump got elected. He's president. They can't stand it and are doing everything to stop it. And it's like, you know what? Please, I'm trying to stay as objective as I can. And I'll tell you this once. I'll tell you a thousand times. When Barack Obama got elected and they did that outdoor, his first statement outdoor in Chicago. How great was that? I mean, really, how great? That was great. It was a great moment in American history. I remember I told you that Oprah was in the audience. You know, she orchestrated that victory. You know, you got to give her credit for that. You got to give credit for Obama and Jesse Jackson. Say what you will about Jesse Jackson. He's crying because we have a first black president. I was like so inspired. But this is great. I said to myself, I didn't vote for the guy. I didn't vote for Barack Obama. I didn't understand or I didn't see anything that he could bring to the country. And I wasn't going to vote for him for color because I don't see color. I don't see color. I'm not into that kind of politics. But I was happy that this guy of color was going to be president of the United States. And boy, that went south. I know I'm kidding, but I mean, maybe I'm not kidding. It was just, you know what I was hoping? I was hoping that President Obama, with respect, because here's a guy who had the swagger, and I know you don't like to hear this, but it's so true. He had the swagger and star power of a president. He looked like a president. He visually was a great representative of the United States of America. He really was. But then he goes around the world, and he apologizes for, remember that? Remember the apology tour? What? I, listen, I didn't like George W. Bush either. To this day, I can't explain his presidency. Two terms. But you know what? He's a patriot. He seems like a fine man, just a little misguided. And I don't want to criticize him, but I wouldn't go around the world apologizing the way President Obama did. And then what really hurt me is that because I've done so much work within the inner city communities, and I saw the need that folks, they're desperate, not desperate, but you know what, for as rich as we are as a country, there shouldn't be any poverty like there is in Chicago, or violence in East St. Louis, Illinois, or Paterson, New Jersey. There should be none of that. We're such a rich country. And when Barack Obama was elected, I said, this is the guy that's going to solve that. How great is this going to be? He's going to get an SUV. He's going to drive around to the inner cities, and he's going to change generations. He's going to reinstitute the family structure within these communities. Nothing. And absolutely nothing. And so having said all that, I don't hate the guy. I'm not going to wish for his demise. I'm not going to start bringing things and lying about him and then saying, oh, but he did this. We better take him out because he's not doing what I want him to do as a citizen. You ride it out. He's the president. He won one term. Barack Obama won the next term. Then we dropped the bomb. We said, all right, we put up with it for 8 years. We got lectured. We're racist. We're privileged. We're wrong. You're going to apologize. You're bowing to people in other countries. Boom. In comes Donald Trump. And that's exactly what we needed. So don't blame us who voted for Donald Trump. Vote the folks that were there before he got there, because Donald Trump is just, he's the result of failed policies in the United States of America. And then when he goes in there and he rips it up, and again, he comes from the outside. Donald Trump comes from the outside. He comes from a very tough, rough, and tumble business world. He's been down and out. He knows what it's like to be bankrupt. He knows how to recover from bankruptcy to back to making tens of billions of dollars. He knows how to do that. And when he goes to Washington, I think, this is my own opinion, he looks around, he sees amateurs. He really sees amateurs. He sees people just in there for career goals. And he goes, you know what? He has no other agenda but to help us, this president. So he goes and he tries to help us. Wow. Is that I've never seen somebody fight as hard as Donald Trump has. And you know what? And this isn't, it's not a pro-Trump. It's a pro-president speech. That's what I'm making. It's a pro-United States of America speech. We're a great country. We're not racist. Don't lecture me. Don't do a professorial tone. Don't tell me how bad I am. Don't tell me what I did wrong. Don't apologize for me, because I'm proud to be from this country. My people worked so hard to get here, to learn the language and learn the laws, and we want everybody to be as proud American as we all are. And now you got a president who says that, they're going to tear him down, because you know what? They're going to be out of jobs and they're going to be out of control. And at that deep state, I've never seen. And, Martha called earlier today, was it happening during Dwight Eisenhower's time? Probably. JFK's time. Look what they did to JFK. Excuse me. Did it happen? It's a deep state can do some really, really bad things. You have a president who fights, and I have to tell you right now, and I'm objective enough to allow you to call me and tell me I'm wrong at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line. But I'm telling you, it's time to stand fast with this president. He is fighting an insidious assault on everything that we stand for. Look what happened in the Mueller probe. Listen to what happened in the Mueller probe. Watch Adam Schiff lie in the Mueller probe. How do people forget? How does the Washington Post, the New York Times, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, how do they forget? How do they forget? Why do we have to turn to this radio program? Why do you have to you listen to Mike Gallagher and Dr. Prager and Seb Gorka? We got it all right here on The Answer, you know? But then you watch Fox News, but everybody else, they don't. It's like that never happened. The Mueller probe never happened. And like, we're dumb enough that we're supposed to forget about it. And now there's something else. So now the vital fact, excuse me, I get so fired up on this because it's wrong. I'm just choking over my own fervor. But the vital facts come out. And when you see, number one,
This ex-Ukraine prosecutor said he was told to back off the probe of the Biden-linked firm. Files show that the fired prosecutor at the center of the Ukraine controversy said during a private interview with President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, we knew this, earlier this year that he was told to back off of an investigation. Now, Rudolph Giuliani has all the affidavits of that. If you saw him with the George Stephanopoulos interview on ABC, Rudy broke it down brilliantly. And then nothing. It was nothing. But Rudy broke that down. That's number one. Number two, Adam Schiff knew about the whistleblower. He knew about the whistleblower. And the spokesman for the House Intelligence Committee chairman, Adam Schiff, acknowledged for the first time, and it came out of the New York Times. You saw that, right? And check out at James Rosen TV, by the way. Our buddy James Rosen did a great, great piece on this. They acknowledged for the first time on Wednesday that the whistleblower alleging misconduct in the White House had reached out to Schiff's panel before filing a complaint. This is all inside deep state stuff, man. You see it. It's there. But this is the problem. That Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff have the ability and power. And the word, the key word is power, because that's all they want. You and I are minions. They want power. And they could take out anybody. They could take out you, me, anybody. They could take it out because they have the power to subpoena everybody. What's puzzling and frustrating for me as an American, there's nobody overseeing this. Because you have a president that's really speaking the truth, saying, look, let's stop the nonsense. And by the way, you may not like his style, and I understand that. Fair enough. Got it. You don't like his style. You don't like his bluster. Got it. Understood. Okay. Well, let's move on. Let's go to the specifics, and let's go to the policies. There's no one watching the store. There's no one watching over these people. So what happens? How do you deal with it? And I would suggest this, that Lindsey Graham... And that when Rudolph Giuliani says we're going to sue people personally, go for it. Mr. Mayor, go for it. Now is the time. Mr. President, send out those subpoenas. Did you hear the president talk about Paul Ryan, how Paul Ryan wouldn't subpoena? That was the president saying to the Republicans, step up. I need some help here. You got to watch my back on this, guys. And the Republicans are not. They're not watching this president, nor are they standing up for him. And it's time to step up and start flying some subpoenas out from the Republican side. Lindsey Graham should be all over it. And maybe they know something that we don't. When A.G. Barr, he drops that bomb. How did the Mueller probe start? We're going to get to that. And maybe, as I said yesterday, that's what's going to happen. I don't know. But man, oh, man, we got to keep fighting. And we can't let this insidious, parasitic takeover of the United States government happened, because it's a coup, and that's what's happening. And I don't want to be melodramatic, man. You know what? Here it is. Look, you're in New York. It's Thursday. I just want to have fun on the radio. I want to talk about silly things, you know. But this is very, very, this is vital to the survival of you and I. You know, it to you and I, because they will put people in that just get power control. They will have their cars. They will have their little assistants. They will have a pension and welfare that you and I can only dream of. That and in Congress, they will take. They're on a break now. When we're back from break. Did you ever see that? Whenever they talk, Pelosi says yesterday, when we're back from break. What break? How many breaks do you have? Oh, my God. You and I are working 24/7. I'm getting up 3 o'clock in the morning. Tell them, why should you have a break? Get off your butt and do something down there. But the fact of the matter is, like I said earlier at the open, there's a reasonable doubt that Schiff is corrupt. There's a reasonable doubt there. She has to be removed. How does he get removed? The only answer I have, and help me out here, 877-970-2999, is for the Republicans. And you know what? I think both parties are nuts. You want to know the truth? I think the way left and the way right, they're so similar, because you know what? They're all nuts. But now is the time to start subpoenaing Adam Schiff, subpoena Pelosi. Get in there. See what Schiff knew about the whistleblower. Get into it now. And if it's going to be up to Mayor Giuliani to do it himself. And if that's the case, you know what? Then that's the case. Let this move on. And I know we're going to go on to the next situation. What the president did next. They will not let it rest. But I'm telling you, we're in the fight for the survival of the United States government, in my mind. And it's time to do away with these deep state parasitic little, people like Adam Schiff. Did you see the press conference yesterday too? When Nancy Pelosi, is she drinking? And I say this objectively, and I know I have the power of the platform here, and I don't mean to say anything. Did she look a little wasted? Nancy took a shot. Listen, and I met her. She's very, very nice in person, Nancy Pelosi. Yesterday, she said, she talks so, like, kind of a Marilyn Monroe, very slow. Like, we can't understand. You know, and then Schiff comes out. You can't tell me that Schiff isn't guilty. Look at the guy. Excuse me. Look at the guy. This guy's not guilty. Who's behind Schiff? George Soros. Who's behind Schiff? Please. You can break it down for me and let me know. 877-970-2999. There. I got it all off my chest. I worry about you. I worry about the country, you know? And boy, we're right in the middle of it. Debbie, I've never seen anything like this. You know, they just make it. They make it up.
And
then the president gets the reason the president gets so upset and angry, and you see it in his face yesterday, is because it's wrong. It's just wrong
exactly.
How they keep
it's terrible trying to tear the president down after he was elected by the people.
And they can't stand it. They can't stand it, and they're trying. And we just got to keep fighting, Deb. I guess. I'd rather just talk about Morano's wedding, you know?
Was fun. We could talk forever. Wait till Frank gets back next week. Stories. This is going to be great. By the way, when you met Nancy, did she speak very slowly like that when you met
know,
her?
She did not. Great question.
Okay.
She did.
Yeah.
Great question. Great observation, Debbie. She did not. When I met Nancy Pelosi down in an Italian-American affair in Washington, she was nice. There were pictures. She was pleasant. They're acting the way they think their constituents want them to act. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's they're actors.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what they talk so slow.
Okay.
And then, what's with her? What's with that, man?
I know. That's scary. Shake it up. Come on, Nancy. Wake up, Nance.
Oh, man, you can't make it up. Debbie, I love hearing your voice every morning. Debbie's going to get you through traffic. It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Fall is upon us. Here it is after that. Beautiful day yesterday. We're into it now. 7:20 on AM 970. The Answer with Debbie Duhaime.
Thank you, Joe Piscopo. Let's go to the Cross County East at New Rochelle Road in Eastchester. They're just wrapping up an accident over there. Watch for some slowdowns on the southbound thruway, Spring Valley, down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. And it looks like an accident by exit 12 is on the shoulder on your way down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB up to 40 to the upper, 30 to the lower. Outbound GWB upper level, you're moving solely over at that 80-95 split on the Jersey side, a collision. Lincoln 30 in. Holland still about 25. 280 East, exit 9 in West Orange. A car fire still working there. 80 East, exit 30, getting out toward Mount Arlington. A crash. 287 North, exit 9 in Piscataway. It's a collision. Now, traffic is busy. Eastbound Cross Bronx at Jerome Ave with a crash there. Westbound Bruckner at 149th. Another accident. And the eastbound Gowanus up by the Prospect. An accident being cleared. Rain today, high in the upper 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dove Men Plus Care. How many guys out there have been using their wife or girlfriend shampoo? Your hair is different, so do them and your hair a favor. Get your own. Dove Men Plus Care has created a range designed to give your hair the care it needs to stay strong and more resilient. Available at Walmart.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One. Whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
You could be paying more for cheeses, whiskeys, and even hand tools from European Union countries. The U.S. is planning new tariffs on imports from the EU after the World Trade Organization authorized the tariffs. Airbus planes will be subject to a 10% import fee. Other products will have a fee of 25%. The WTO ruled Airbus received illegal government subsidies. Discount fashion chain H&M is reporting a better-than-expected summer quarter. H&M's new summer collection boosted sales. Stocks skidded yesterday as a report showing weaker-than-expected job growth by private companies added to concerns the economy may be slowing. The Dow dropped 494, NASDAQ down 123, S&P down 52. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
It's October baseball. Tune in tomorrow for Game 2 of the NLDS as the Atlanta Braves face the St. Louis Cardinals. Pregame at 4, first pitch 4:37. MLB on ESPN, live on AM 970, The Answer.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I love telling you things that work for you. Mike Connors works for everybody. I was on the phone with somebody. I'm doing a show in November. And my buddy says to me, "Yeah, you with Mike Connors?" I am with Mike Connors. He says, "I love Mike Connors. Everybody loves Mike Connors." If you have a question about your estate and you need to take care of your estate, I know you put it off. You think it's just going to happen. Something, God forbid, happens to you. Ugh, you don't know what you hear. You hear that? That's a danger zone. When I go, ugh, you're gonna worry about it. You gotta worry about, like, for example, this article in Forbes magazine that I tell you about. They advise readers to make sure they develop a complete plan and to double check beneficiary designations. You know what? You'll be looking down. They'll be reading the will. And you'll be going, how did that person get my money? Wait a minute. They weren't even part of the family. That's just a boyfriend. That's just a girlfriend. That's just a Mama Luke taking my money. Will you please call Connors and Sullivan? 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Listen, if Mike Connors took care of my stuff, oy, what he could do for you. 718-238-6500. You got nothing to gain. You got everything to lose, including peace of mind for your financial legacy. And you get a free initial consultation at our friends at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. Also, please listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors himself right here on the radio. Catch him Sunday at 11 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer, or Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Yeah, baby, here we go. Bang on your head. Getting Thursday started. Ow, 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 ow.
Take it
ow.
Easy, man. Take it easy.
I don't know how they play the guitar like that, man. Sling the guitar low. My neck would be like in traction for a week, for crying out
no,
loud.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh,
no.
Man, I'm telling you something.
The only guy I saw never moved his guitar, but then again, he was a month away from dying, was Lemmy from Motorhead. He just stood there the whole time playing the bass, didn't move a muscle except for his fingers to play the bass. That was it.
You know, it's a good observation. The bass players usually just kind of stand there, don't they? Yeah.
Well, Steve Harris from Iron Maiden does it. He's a little bit more animated, and he kind of uses the bass as like a machine gun and stuff on the stage. But most of the time they just
The bass they leave it up to the lead guitarist.
Yeah, Ian Hill from Judas Priest, who's been in the band only because Rob Halford's sister is married to him, sits in the back. He's one of the originals. Just sits in the back and plays two notes. So
you know, you're listening, you're saying, "What is Al talking about?" So many people come up to me and go, "Yeah, you know, Al's right about that, man. He's right about that." They really actually listen and they actually go to these concerts that you young people go to, Al. Well, I'm telling you.
Speaking of Dio, who passed away from cancer a number of years ago, parts of people that were in his band, they're doing a tour. It's called Dio Disciples. They're actually playing in a couple of different venues.
Cool.
You know, doing his music, Dio's music in their way. So kind of cool. And Judas Priest is going to be touring again next year, 50 years as a band. So they're going to be doing some great stuff.
50 years.
They got Rob Halford has a solo album, solo album coming out.
And the
band itself is going to be putting out a new album next year. So
I see Joe Bonamassa's coming to New York as well. Huh?
Yes, indeed. He's coming next month, November. Middle of November.
I got to get out a little bit. I'm booked like right through December. It's so crazy. And I'm going to put in, if you go to joepiscopo.us, if anybody goes, I don't know if anybody uses websites anymore because everything's on Twitter or Instagram. And I don't know, man. I always go to Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. But if you do, joepiscopo.us, and then you'll see my schedule. We want you to come out to see a show. We're doing a lot of great shows. I'm in Oakland, California with Dan Rodriguez. I'm going Kansas City. In the name of my late great friend Walter White, we're going all over, and then locally we're there as well. But you'll see it online. And as I approach the week, don't forget next week we're very very excited. Now I'm in Philadelphia on the 11th, October 11th, the 12th. We are going to do a gala. We're going to have a great gala. We're celebrating at the Columbus Citizens Foundation, and had a great chat with my buddy Angelo Vivolo over at the Columbus Citizens Foundation celebrating. It's an Italian American month. We're going to celebrate our heritage in a proud way, and that is at the Columbus Citizens Foundation gala, and I will be performing. Lena Prima, Louis Prima's daughter, will be on stage with me. How cool is that?
That's cool.
That is really cool. We're going to do, jump, jive, and wail. Forget about it. Nice. Ripping up the Rome. It's going to be great. And then, of course, Maria MCs that, and then she'll come back on Monday, and we will be doing the Columbus Day Parade already. Don't forget about the
Will you have bread thrown to you from the crowd.
Lard bread from the studio from Arthur from Vinny Recuglia to Arthur Idala down on the parade route. Probably it could be happening. And then don't forget on the Michaels of Brooklyn cook-off. That's on the 13th at Michaels of Brooklyn. We're going to be there. So and then we got more coming up. So please stay tuned. You know, Al. Before we break this, I saw something, and I know a lot of people have been talking about it. You know, that police officer that shot that gentleman, and she got 10 years in jail. And now, and I just saw, I see one post, and I see another post, and then I reposted from Kaylee McEnany, our friend, about that testimony. It was the brother of the guy that got killed, correct, Al?
Correct.
Oh my, did you see that, man? And he goes, and this is the guy on the stand, and they got to hear from the family before they sentence this former Dallas police officer who killed this guy. You know the story. The gal that killed the innocent guy there eating ice cream. A horrible story. And they gave her 10 years. Then they had people from the family testify. And so one guy, everybody got up and said, how are they going to miss him? And then people say, please be lenient, Your Honor, to this girl. One guy gets up, and it's the brother of the guy who was killed. And he goes, I know if you go to God and ask, he will forgive you. Giving your life to Christ is the best thing that my brother would want you to do. Then he says to the judge, can I give her a hug, Your Honor? And then there's a tense silence, and it's very uncomfortable. And again, he goes, can I please give her a hug? Comes down from the stand, hugs the gal that shot her brother. Talk about forgiveness, Al. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you or I could do that, Al.
No, I couldn't. And in fact, I believe the mom of the son who died was not happy with that. I guess, you know, she was not crazy about the whole thing. And the brother, I guess the brother said, look, it's a mistake. It could happen. Apparently, this apartment complex that they lived in was very confusing. You know, rooms looked... or were situated differently, so it's possible that if you were, you know, whatever, disoriented. You might not know where it is. I mean, it's just a tragic, tragic story. It's just a terrible thing. And, you know, you're right, Joe. I don't know if I could.
I will tell you this right on the air. I'll tell you this, and I say without apologies, especially in this time of Christian persecution, that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Make no apologies for that. But then I watch Pope John Paul, rest his soul, St. John Paul, and he goes to the guy that shot him, and he goes, forgives him. Remember that one? And he went, he visited him like that. Oh, forget it. I would have grabbed that guy by the throat and said, you dirty little. I would have got in there, God, you know. So I don't know. How Christ-like am I? I don't know.
I don't know if you saw this story. This is a good one. So Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez apparently has a new program that allows people arrested for minor offenses to avoid jail or even a court appearance just by visiting a museum. So apparently, if you get arrested, right, for fair beating, painting graffiti, shoplifting, and other low-level offenses, you can avoid jail and skip a court appearance by simply going to a museum and taking an art course. I mean, really? What is the incentive for these people to stop doing what they're doing? Just take, for instance, a fair beater, right? Yeah. A fair beater gets caught. Okay, go to the Brooklyn Museum, take an art course, and you pay. Okay, what's to stop the person from doing it again?
It doesn't, Al. Your point is so well taken. As a matter of fact, that's what we'll be talking about with Heather McDonald. She is brilliant from City Journal. She's got this incredibly brilliant piece in City Journal called False Testimony. That's in the next hour. You don't want to miss Heather. When you hear police officer after police officer after police official after police official on this program say you have to have consequences, but this is again, it goes down to voting the folks in that keep, they don't think you need consequences. Consequences, they're going to let it go, and we will have a lawless society. I'm telling you, you're right. Now you know you can't make it up. You and I sit there, and you go, "What was that again? What was that again?" 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Always welcome to join us. Grover Norquist is a regular on the show. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Hello. We'll be getting into the Democratic tax proposals. Heather will join us. Heather McDonald. And I asked Brian Sagan, our producer, to bring back former Brigadier General Robert Spalding, because we got into the chat, we ran out of time, we lost him. We think the Chinese hacked the phone call, man. He has this great book called Stealth War: How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. And Robert Spalding, General Spalding, will join us as well. And Nicole Malatakis has a lot to say. So we're a full show today, but you're always welcome. The airwaves are yours. 877-970-2999. 735 right now. Al Gattulo has the headline news live and local just for yous right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
53 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. America's favorite sugar candy roll marking a milestone today. Smarties Candy Company is celebrating its 70th anniversary today, while its founder, Edward D., will blow out 95 candles on his birthday cake. The company produces more than 2 billion Smarties candies rolls per year, making it the company's best-selling product since its creation. With two North American factories employing more than 200 employees, the Union, New Jersey candy maker is also responsible for the Smarties candy necklaces and Smarties love hearts. Cops are searching for a man who escaped custody at the criminal courthouse in Queens. Reports indicate that 22-year-old Terrell Escobar had been arrested on weapons charges and was free on bond before showing up at court yesterday in Kew Gardens. A judge decided his bond should be revoked, and that's when Escobar allegedly bolted, jumping over a courtroom gate and exiting the building. In sports, Yankees and Twins will play Game 1 of their American League Division Series tomorrow night in the Bronx. Starting pitchers have yet to be named. The Rays beat the A's 5-1 in the AL wildcard game last night. And tomorrow afternoon, we'll have Game 2 of the NLDS, the Cardinals against the Braves. Pregame is at 4, first pitch at 4:37. You can listen to that game Friday right here on AM 970, The Answer. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. Starting today, 7 days a week between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Only buses allowed here on 14th Street between 3rd and 9th. We'll keep an eye on that for you. LIRR westbound service, 5 to 10 minute delays through Jamaica with some ongoing signal problems. Traffic is moving slowly this morning as you head over to 280 East, getting out toward exit 9 into West Orange. It's a car fire. Watch for delays on westbound 280 through that area with an accident as well. Westbound 80, exit 56, getting out through Woodland Park, a crash there. And on 287 North, exit 9 in Piscataway, it's an accident. Stop and go on the eastbound Gowanus by the Prospect. A collision cleared. Traffic is busy. Cross Bronx East to Jerome Avenue with a collision. Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike, an accident. Westbound Belt out by Cross Bay Boulevard, another collision there. And traffic is moving slowly. Southern State West at the Meadowbrook with an accident cleared. Rain today, high in the upper 50s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease applied within two bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30-day activation fee, taxes and restrictions apply.
Due to the demand from this network of Trump supporters, Noble Gold has just released a second edition Trump coin, the new President Trump Commander-in-Chief coin. Just in time for the 2020 re-election campaign trail, celebrate Donald Trump's historic presidency with a new edition of the coin that you helped make famous. The front of this new silver 1 ounce coin features the handsome bust of President Trump with his hand over his heart with the American flag flying behind him. The reverse side of the coin features President Trump's promise to the American people, we will make America strong again, we will make America proud again, we will make America safe again, and we will make America great again. To celebrate the release, Noble Gold is providing a special holiday limited time offer to this network. Receive $5 off with promo code Prager. For more information, visit TrumpCoin2020.com. That's promo code Prager for $5 off the new Trump Commander-in-Chief coin from Noble Gold. It really is stunning.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Remind me to smack Al later, will you please? Grover Norquist is president of Americans for Tax Reform. Yay! Grover, thanks for your fight, man, and thanks for coming on the show. I reached out to our producer. I said, we got to check in with Grover, man, because it's a never-ending fight, just trying to not to overtax us. Welcome back to the program, my friend.
Absolutely. Glad to be with you.
So give us a breakdown, first of all, with these Democratic presidential candidates, like Bernie, wishing Bernie all the best, by the way. He had a little heart problem there. Elizabeth Warren, they're proposing wealth taxes. How would these taxes impact our economy, Grover, really?
Well, a couple interesting questions. The Constitution doesn't allow a wealth tax. That's why we had to amend the Constitution for the income tax. So it's probably just be higher income taxes. They'll call it a wealth tax. Interestingly, Elizabeth Warren, with her definition, suggestion, threat of a wealth tax, coupled it with an exit tax. In Weimar Germany, they were governing so poorly, they put an exit tax on people leaving Germany or wanting to leave Germany.
Right.
Rhodesia, South Africa, had taxes on people leaving those countries. You can imagine what Elizabeth Warren plans to do with her quote-unquote wealth tax if she's got to set up a Berlin Wall around the country and confiscate people's income if they leave. If you have a wealth tax, she says it's only going to hit people who make more than $50 million. But when the income tax, the American income tax, was put in, the only people who paid as much as 7%, top rate was 7%, were people at that time who were making $11 million in today's dollars. Somebody today making $11 million would pay 7%. Over time, the rate 7% went up and the 11 million came way down. So when somebody says, oh, we're going to have a tax on rich people, they haven't finished the sentence. The sentence is, we're going to tax rich people first, then you, and then your children are really going to get it.
Wait, now, did you say a wealth tax isn't? It's not legal to do that. It's against the Constitution to do that. Is that what you said, Grover?
Yeah, it doesn't exist in the Constitution. There's a list of things they can tax when they wanted to tax income. The reason they had to amend the Constitution was that the Constitution does not allow an income tax. The Constitution does not allow a wealth tax. If they stack the court the way they want to, maybe they could get the Constitution changed.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, also, Grover, what about the IRS? I mean, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I was hoping under this president, and I know they keep coming after him, so he has a full-time schedule of fighting off people trying to take him down. I understand that. But the IRS, the billions of dollars that they misspend, why are we not focused on that? Talk about corruption within the government, huh?
Yes, and I do not understand why someone was not put in there to clean it up the way they did go after the EPA and the Federal Communication Commission and all these other agencies where we had political problems. The IRS,
Thank you.
Under Obama, was thoroughly politicized. You may remember they destroyed the Tea Party movement as a political movement when they denied their ability to incorporate a 501c4, which is what sort of a political organization is. If you incorporate, then you can get a bank account. Then you can have a board of directors. Then you can hire people. If it's just people throwing $20 into a hat, that organization is never going to grow. And that's what they won when they, for years, didn't approve conservative groups. Liberal groups getting approved right away. Conservative groups were not completely politicized, and it had exactly the effect they wanted.
Yeah, remember Paul Ryan? Remember Paul Ryan was going to do the one, the postcard tax return? Remember that? Remember that day?
Yeah.
All the Republicans are all in charge. Oh, they're going to change the IRS. They're going to go. And when we read, how many times do we read? At least twice a year, where there's billions of dollars misspent within the IRS, and there's no consequence on that. And then we're going to do the postcard thing. What happened with that postcard thing there, Grover?
Well, what we need to do there is to get to a single rate tax and simplify it a lot. What Trump signed in 2017, December 2017, went maybe halfway towards that. He brought rates down. He simplified a lot of the tax code, got rid of a lot of deductions and credits. So it's the kind of thing that's going to take three or four bites at the apple, but that was a very good start. It gave us the growth we have. You saw those wonderful census numbers that came out. So the Census Bureau polls everybody monthly. And since Trump was elected, the median income, so the average income in the United States, rose to $65,000 a year, median household income. That's up $4,144 or 6.8% since Trump got elected 2.5 years ago. Compare that with two other time periods. During President Obama's time period, during the entire part of his presidency, and even take off the beginning part where we were in the recession. So only from the recovery to make it look better, okay?
Right.
His was a $1,000 gain over 7.5 years. Trump, 4,000 plus gain in 2.5 years. And if you go back to Bush, 43, because of the recession, that was a $400 gain over 8 years.
Wow.
Which was then lost in the recession. So Bush and Obama together, about $1,000 gain under – that's 16 years. 16 years. Why were people mad? Why was the middle class unhappy? Why didn't they do what the aristocracy told them they were supposed to do and want to, reelect somebody from the clan of Clinton and go on with more of the same? Well, because they weren't seeing an increase in – the average income that households have. Some people get rich at one end, some people get wealthier, but in the middle, there was almost no gain, and now $4,000 gain in 2.5 years. That's the difference. That's what it meant to elect Trump. The Democrats running for president have all said they will repeal the entire, and they say this again and again and again. Go to our website, ATR.org. You can go see a continuous loop of their threats to raise taxes. Elizabeth Warren wants a gun tax so poor people can't buy guns. The Democrat who sponsored that bill admitted, well, rich people are able to get guns, but he doesn't want those other people, lower-income people, to be able to defend their families. It's a poll tax on being able to defend yourself, right?
Yeah,
rich people
so
can do
true.
It. Poor people, buy a shotgun, cost you an extra $100. Not going to happen.
Yeah, it's so true. Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Before we let you go, Grover, vital statistics, by the way. Thank you so much for sharing those this morning. The stock market took a sharp drop this week, but the Democrats continue their impeachment push, you know? I mean, how would the market react if the president was actually impeached, Grover?
Well, I think what you're seeing is every time it looks like the Democrats might win the next election, the stock market's going to go down. And as Trump does better, and it looks like he will be able to win, then the stock market will go back up. Remember, in that period, just before and just after Trump's election, the stock market, when people went from thinking Hillary had won to when they realized that Trump had won, was an 800-point swing up, because all of a sudden, all those regulations that they thought were going to go into effect weren't going to. Taxes were going to go down, not up.
Yeah.
And that's when you saw this incredible boom in the stock market. The Democrats can depress the stock market with the press helping them, the establishment press saying, you know, Trump's going to lose. You know, the economy's growing at 2%+ a year. And I'm looking at a headline that says 60% of Americans think we're heading towards the recession. Why? Because they're reading the Washington Post. That's why.
Yeah.
The Washington Post headline saying, we've been telling people this. And she was. We just told them, and they believed us, the suckers.
Yeah, Grover Norquist, you got to check it out. President of Americans for Tax Reform. Hey, Grover, thanks so much for joining us, man. Great stats, a great chat always, and let's do this again soon, huh?
Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you, Grover Norquist, right there. 7:49 with Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you traffic-wise on this Thursday, October 3rd of 2019. And it's an overcast day a little bit. Oh, boy, and it's a traffic-y day. But we had the sunshine. We got to be grateful for the day we had yesterday, Deb. That's
it. I know. Oh. But can you believe October 3rd? How did that happen?
I know. I was
October 3rd? Wait a minute. Where's this year going?
I was loving it. Loving it. Bring on the global warming. Bring on the climate change, you know. Hey, but traffic-wise, bring on the traffic, because that's always there in New York, Deb. Thanks for being there for us, my dear.
Okay, Joe, thanks. Let's go to the Cross County West at North Columbus Ave and Mount Vernon. Accident, southbound thruway, pretty busy. Spring Valley down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. I see volume right by exit 12 on your way down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge with an accident on the shoulder. Inbound side of the GWB, you're still waiting about 40 minutes. Lincoln 35. Holland still 20 to 25. It's still tough on 280 East, exit 9, into West Orange with a crash. 80 West, exit 58 in Patterson. An accident there. 287 North, exit 9. Piscataway, a collision there to deal with. It's still pretty solid on the Deegan South at the Grand Concourse with a collision. And the Cross Bronx West at the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, a disabled truck in the way. Westbound belt out by Cross Bay Boulevard, that's an accident. And the Cross Island heading north right by Hempstead Turnpike. A spin out there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher watches the Democrats in a frenzy.
We got dragged through years of Russia and nothing there. They pivoted to racism, but didn't seem to work. So cue the whistleblower who doesn't like a conversation that the president had with Ukraine. They have no shame left.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM 970.
I'm Rich DeMarco with the Army Football Minute. The Army football team is back in action after an off week this Saturday and puts its 15-game home win streak on the line against the Tulane Green Wave. Black Knights head coach Jeff Munkin says that after four straight weeks of games, his team made the most of the bye.
It was good to get the weekend off. We practiced three times last week, so we got kind of a long break. Sunday we lifted, didn't practice Monday or Tuesday, and then didn't practice Saturday and Sunday this past weekend. And hopefully that's helped our guys recover and rest.
It's Army and Tulane on homecoming Saturday afternoon. Kickoff from Mikey Stadium is at noon with airtime on sister station AM 570 WMCA beginning at 11:30 with Black Knights game day. Army football tickets for all remaining home games are on sale now. Get yours today. Call 877-TIX-ARMY or visit armygameday.com. With the Army Football Minute, I'm Rich DeMarco.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. I got the deal for you. I got a deal for you. Look at this. If you go call or go online now and become a preferred customer of Balance of Nature, we'll give you our best pricing and free shipping. Free shipping. And you think like, wow, Joe, that's great. Yeah, best pricing and free shipping? That's not all. If you order now, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. Come on. It's a limited time offer. Please don't wait. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. You can go to balanceofnature.com, by the way. If you're driving, just try to remember balanceofnature.com. You'll get to work. You'll say, what was Joe talking about? Your Balance of Nature? Let me check that out. Use the discount code, The Answer. You'll get an incredible deal. And then you're going to feel better. I'm telling you, when you start taking Balance of Nature, and I'll speak for myself, I don't want to make a clinical study here. As soon as I started taking Balance of Nature, because I have to tell you, I'm a vitamin guy. I'm like a vitamin. I would get all the vitamins, you know, every morning, all these pills. And then you start looking into it, what the vitamin does, that it's mostly filler, what you eliminate, how you don't even use what you're taking. And I have to thank Dr. Douglas Howard and the Howard family who came up with the Balance of Nature concept, because all I do is Balance of Nature now. And that's all you'll have to do. And don't forget, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all this is. So you got this great deal now. You get $25 off, free shipping, best pricing if you become a preferred customer at balanceofnature.com. Please remember to use the discount code, The Answer, when you get to your computer, okay? Or you can always call this number, and I know you remember the number, for Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Any way you want it, you can call it. Oh, goodness gracious. 10th grade. I remember this song. Joe Lumberg is our man. He's our meteor. I'm so old. I remember that song. I remember I was in my Model T Ford. Hey, Joe, first of all, how are you? How are you doing this morning, Joey Lumberg?
I'm good. And by the way, let's just follow up. The balance of energy allergy report today is low. It's very low and will be again tomorrow across
that,
the area.
That is great. Joe, and I appreciate it. We're going to get into the day yesterday. Was beautiful. The day today. But I love what you
said. It was great yesterday. It was wonderful.
Was that beautiful? And I was thinking about you, man. And it was summertime and I embraced it and I said, this is the true last day of summer. But I see what you sent me. This is a great read. I have to get this out. NASA admits that climate change occurs because of changes in Earth's solar orbit, not because of SUVs and fossil fuels. That's a very objective article that you sent, Joe. Thank you for that. I'll put that out there.
You're quite welcome.
Very interesting to say, because everybody, they always blame us, but NASA is now saying that it's just it's the changes of Earth's solar orbit that caused most of these changes. So we're going to check that out. Joey, you never cease to amaze, Joe Lumberg. Your knowledge, your physical prowess. How about the weather today? Is it raining today? It looks overcast.
Today's rain and drizzle off and on today, and temperatures are going nowhere. It's 54 in Central Park right now, and it's going to stay in the 50s all day today. So that's what, 35, almost 40 degrees colder than yesterday. Rain's gone tomorrow. The sun's out. It gets windy. It's low 60s again Saturday with sunshine. Clouds up, gets a little bit warmer near 70 on Sunday.
Let's talk Yankee game Friday night. What are we looking like, Joe Lundberg? What are we thinking at the stadium?
Dress warmly. It's going to get down into the 50s at the start of the game, probably about 58, 59. By the end of the game, low 50s.
For me, that means thermal underwear. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. And a thick winter coat. You betcha.
I'm always like that at the stadium. Joe, it's not snowing out. I know, but it's below 50 degrees. Are
it's
you kidding
cold
me?
Out, and I'm a wuss.
Oh, I am a wuss. I am such a wuss. Joe, thank you so much, Joe Lundberg. Always appreciate it, my friend. Yeah, I got to put that out. I'm going to send it to you, Brian Zagan, our producer today. NASA admits that climate change occurs because of the changes in Earth's solar orbit. Very interesting. Objective, too, you know, because everybody gets so upset about that. It's all about objectivity, what's right and what's wrong and being objective. Yeah. By the way, coming up in the next hour, you don't want to miss Heather McDonald. Gosh, she wrote this great article. And thanks to Frankie Five Boroughs Murano for getting in touch with Heather to be on the show today. She wrote this great article about law enforcement and policing, and you don't want to miss it. This is going to be a great conversation. False Testimony is the name of our article in City Journal. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Don't forget Brigadier General Robert Spalding as well. We're going to talk about China. We're going to talk about Hong Kong. A lot to get into this morning. And Nicole Malliotakis as well. It's Piscopo in the morning. Big Al is here, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
53 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are trying to ID a body that was pulled from the Hudson River Tuesday in Hoboken. Someone walking along the water spotted the body near the Lackawanna Terminal. Detectives say the body is female, looks to be between 35 and 50 years old. No word on how she died. Funeral services are being held this week for an NYPD officer killed in the line of duty. A wake will take place today in Brian Mulkeen's hometown of Monroe, where he graduated from high school before attending Fordham University in the Bronx. The 33-year-old, who had been living with his girlfriend in Yorktown Heights, gunned down by friendly fire Sunday during a confrontation with a suspect in the Bronx. His funeral will be held Friday in Monroe. In sports, Rays beat the A's 5-1 in the American League wildcard game. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.